And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, kind of a unique one. It's called Death, Good and Bad. Plus, we're going to examine if it is goofy to say amen or amen. We're going to try a new segment. So you are under a new segment alert. It's called The Poor in Thought. And we're going to close out with a review of Godly Glenn. You think you'll probably understand where we're heading there. And we may even have a surprise visitor.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. By golly, it's just radio. By golly, it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Maranatha Chapel is having a special celebration for your enjoyment, and it's free.
That's right.
On Sunday, December 11th at 6 p.m., Maranatha Chapel is presenting our special guest speaker, Will Graham, grandson of the beloved evangelist Billy Graham, who will be bringing a special message proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, Dennis Agajinian will be lifting up honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ through a special night of Christmas songs of praise and worship. Here's the best part. You and your family and friends can attend for free. Maranatha Chapel is located at 10752. Coastwood Road in San Diego. For more information, call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. Or go to maranathachapel.org. No child care is provided. The doors open at 5:30. Come December 11th and join us in the worship and special songs and hear the proclamation of the gospel by William Franklin Graham IV. Mark your calendars. It's going to be extraordinary. We'll see you there.
Encouragement may be the greatest gift we can give this Christmas.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. An old Merle Haggard song, If We Make It Through December, tells the story of a man laid off from his factory job with no money to buy Christmas gifts for his little girl. Although December is supposed to be a happy time of year, his life seems dark and cold. Discouragement is not unique to December, but it can be amplified then. Our expectations may be higher, our sadness deeper. A little encouragement can go a long way. Joseph, a man from Cyprus, was among the early followers of Jesus. The apostles called him Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. We meet him in Acts 4:36-37, when he sold a piece of property and donated the money to help other believers in need. Later, we read that the disciples were afraid of Saul, but Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. Saul, later called Paul, had been formerly trying to kill the believers, but Barnabas defended him as a man transformed by Christ. All around us are people longing to be encouraged. A timely word, a phone call, or a prayer with them can bolster their faith in Jesus. The generosity and support of Barnabas demonstrate what it means to be a son or daughter of encouragement. That may be the greatest gift we can give to others this Christmas. Reach for God's Word any time of the day with the new Our Daily Bread mobile app, or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org.
Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to let you know right off the bat, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. Now, I told you what they did for my birthday, right? Ingrid sent me a note saying the world became a better place the day you were born. That's what we need. 7 billion people that think that. Okay, anyhow, I want to just point this out. Excalibur Roofing, it doesn't matter whether it's new roof construction, old roof replacements. It doesn't matter if it's waterproofing. It doesn't matter if you're looking for a roof that spins like a top. If you need roof work, you need Excalibur Roofing. You want to call them at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can always go to ExcaliburRoofing.com, that's their website, or go to Facebook, type in Excalibur Roofing, and then you'll see their Facebook page. Remember, if your roof has roofitis and you need a roof doctor, the roof doctor for you is going to be Excalibur Roofing to cure your roofitis. That's right, I said it. All right, don't forget the KPRZ mobile app. It's free for Android and for iPhone. We have a new invisible phone, but you are not allowed to purchase it. You have to just swipe it out of the air, and then you get to use it that way. Don't forget about Chris Brown's True Stewardship Christmas $100,000 giveaway. $100,000. You know, one time I want to give that away so I can just see how long and obnoxious I can do the $100,000 sound. But if you're interested in getting money and or prizes, you are welcome to go to stewardship.com and fill out the information. And you do not have to go on any kind of list, and they do not sell your name. It's just an opportunity to get them to get you to look at their material. But it's also an opportunity for you to maybe get a couple bucks or a prize. So that's the trade. Just figure out whether it's worth it or not. That simple. All right, nothing like honest radio, is there? Anyhow, in the studio with me is a voice that has been, whoa, that was a big echo. Echo, echo, echo. It's like somebody crawled up into my mind and went, there's nothing in here.
That's what you need to do on the mic when you do your $100,000.
You got to cover it. $100,000. Okay, somebody that's been at KPRZ a lot longer than I've been here. And has been a staple in the Christian community, in the Christian radio community, and is visiting us because us smaller people every once in a while get to have dignities come in and royalty come in. Our very own Kevin Davis is back, just joining us for this particular segment, hanging out. Welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you. It's good to be home. I was telling my wife as we were driving past the offices on the 805 yesterday, I'm like, you know, aside from my parents' home, that was my home for the largest part of my life. I moved through a bunch of different apartments while I lived here in San Diego, but I worked here for just about 15 years straight. I'm like, that? And you guys remodeled, so I guess you can't go home again, so whatever.
Yeah, a couple of things have been remodeled. You know, we got a couple of things that have been completely redone, a floor. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, you know, the important things, not
walls.
The microphones, walls, you know, painting.
You there's guys a, actually picked this up after I dropped it. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, you did drop it, though. No, I'm giving you a hard time. Here's what I want to know. How did you and your wife go by here driving? Most of the time, people are going by crawling because you can't go very fast.
It was like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
That would be it right there.
That's the best theoretically time to travel with kids, except when they all wake up when you get here and it takes 2 hours to get them to sleep. Yeah,
that's parenting.
My twins are two now, so they're at a very fun. My son Lewis hit two, and he hit the terrible twos hard. The kid will scream about Cheerios and almost give himself an aneurysm. It's kind of funny if it wasn't so horrid.
So I'm feeling a little more justified that I had a trailer in the back of my car and threw the kids in there right now just hearing you talk about that.
Oh man, I think we've got a hitch. Maybe
see if it'll work. Anyhow, talk to the folks. You've been away for a little while now. And you are relocated in the Fresno-ish area?
Fresno-ish, a little town called Fowler, about 5,000 people. The town I grew up in. I actually live about 600 feet from where I grew up. I'm in my what used to be my grandparents' old house. And that's kind of why we're up there, so we can be close to my mom. I kind of mentioned that last time I was here with you in studio. My mom's got dementia that's gotten pretty advanced, and so just being up there to help and go through that process. And, you know, it's one of the things where, you know, a year ago, this wasn't even on the radar, and now I've been there for 6 months. It was actually last Christmas. I was talking to my mom on the phone, and we just had a really weird conversation because she got lost in the conversation really quick. And I'm just like, God just was like, all right, go home. And I'm just like, no, that. And about 3-4 months of hemming and hawing, and then he just opened up all these doors. And, you know, me and David have talked about this off the air about the timing, and I could go into a long diatribe of, and then God did this just to show off. He's like, I'm going to have this guy. When I was still here at the station, he had one of our national guys from Dallas call me, and he had me talk. I was talking with that guy, and I mentioned that I was leaving going to Fresno. He's like, oh, call my buddy Joe up in Fresno. Well, Joe had called me about a job I had interviewed or I had applied for. Joe had called me and left a message like an hour before. And I was like, oh, I can take a guy from Fresno and Dallas and put him right in your lap. So just keep going. I'm going to hook this up. And he did. I mean, it's been one of those things where I know a lot of people talk about 2016. There's kind of this consensus, or maybe it's group thought or whatever, hive mind, that 2016 was a horrible year. We just want to write it off, be done with 2016. All these horrible things happened. I don't know if maybe that's just the weird places on the internet that I choose to socialize, but that's kind of this vibe that I've been picking up. And for me, it's been a rough year. Just looking at it factually, the stuff that we've been through, I had to go to the emergency room with gallstones in my 30s when, you know, looking at the general population that it affects, it's over 60 and female. And here I am, a 30-something male going to the hospital with gallstones, and just all these different things. And yet in the whole year, I have seen nothing but God going and saying, no, I've got this. Oh, you're freaking out about this? I was literally just having the worst day, freaking out, going, what have I done? Why am I here? I'm working part-time. I'm barely making ends meet, taking care of my family. I don't know what I'm going to do. I literally was just driving around town doing the most ridiculous errands for my wife just so I could get out of the house and not have a meltdown. And I go into a meeting with my boss, and he's like, hey, I want to offer you full time out of nowhere. You know, so it's just like, and God's just like, okay, remember that freaking out you were doing? And it was funny because I'm walking through Walmart and all I'm having to say to myself, this is how basic I had to go down to, was I was singing over and over in my head, my God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. And I'm like, you know, those little songs that I learned as a kid, it was what I could cling to, and it was a reminder that he is, and he has continued to show that through all the craziness, all the, you know, is this going to work out? What am I doing? To the point of, he provided me a job in Fresno so that I didn't miss a day of getting paid. My vacation payout that I got from here ended on a Friday. I met a guy on Friday and on Monday started working for that guy, because that's what God's timing is like. So, that's just my encouragement, is that, you know, when you are in those crazy times, God is bigger than, you know, the boogeyman. That was my other one that I had to go to. I had to go to VeggieTales. God is bigger than the boogeyman. God is bigger than the budget. So. Okay.
You had to go to the boogeyman one?
Those are what I have to cling to, because that's how pathetic I am.
You're not pathetic. You're a great guy, and everybody loves you, and we're glad to hear that the Lord is operating in your life, and everybody is going to be praying for you. You know, I know I'm going to be praying for you, and we're going to be watching and seeing as the Lord does more fantastic things to you and through you. Although in your 30s, a lot more to you than through you. I'm just saying. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
For your love. From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. This is the David Spoon Experience.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcaliburRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
And install.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Just download this new app. It lets you see into the future. And with the new year right around the corner, perfect timing, right?
Wait a second. You really think that you can see into the future with an app on your phone?
Yeah. Here, let's open it. So you choose a date. Let's say my birthday, March 16th.
What?
What?
Yeah, there's no app that lets you see into the future. But honestly, there is something a whole lot better. A personal relationship with the God of the future. Jesus Christ not only knows the future, he has complete control over it. And whatever the future holds, he wants to be right there with you, guiding you. You see, Jesus died for you to forgive your sins. If he hadn't, those sins would keep you separated from God. So, are you ready to accept his offer of forgiveness and begin that relationship with Jesus? We can tell you a lot more at this website, findpeacewithgod.net. From the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off some bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. And the best part is, you can do all of this from your laptop or smartphone. Sound interesting? Text the word INVEST to my friends at Online Trading Academy at 57682. They want to give you a tablet with a preloaded Wall Street Insider's kit so you can see what this is all about. The tablet includes videos, investing articles, and even one of their most popular classes. And the best part? It's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. Learn to make money when the market goes up or down. Create extra income without having to work an extra job. Text the word INVEST to 57682 to get your free preloaded tablet with the Wall Street Insider's Kit. Text INVEST to 57682. Message and data rates may apply.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, this segment brought to you by Sam Rasul, our good friend Sam Rasul, one of the top real estate agents in the country. If you're thinking, I'm going to buy this house. I'm going to sell this house. Sam will help you coordinate buying or selling a home and will take 25% of his commission and give it to whatever church, charity, or ministry you desire. On top of that, if you're a person selling your house and you need some help on the fix-up, Sam will forward up to $25,000 on the house so that you can fix it up. And then the house lists. And then when the close of escrow takes place, when it sells, he takes the money back out and doesn't charge any interest. Sam will meet you at your house and spend time walking around the house with you, looking at the blood, sweat, and tears, looking at the tender, loving care, not just using a computerized algorithm to determine value, because that's simply based on comps. And everybody knows a house has a greater value than just what a computer can tell you. And all of these things that Sam will do, he'll do just to demonstrate that he's committed and he wants to earn your business. You want to go to thinksam.com. Thinksam.com. And maybe it's not you. Maybe it's your friend. Maybe your friends are like, yeah, I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about getting a house, thinking about selling my house. Send them to Sam. send them to Sam. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. That's pretty straightforward. I'm going to go with that. All right, got a lot of cool things happening. Don't forget Dr. Tony Evans, the Urban Alternative, which is on KPRZ 10:30s Monday through Friday. A shout out, a message to Eric. Eric, don't drive too fast. Take your time, brother. The Lord is in charge of all things. Let's get into our DDD. Wasn't it nice to have a chance to talk with our very own Kevin Davis? That was kind of nice, Tugboat Todd, wasn't it really?
It was really nice, and it was nice to see how God's been working in his life.
Yep, and now I need what from you since I said Tugboat Todd? Thank you.
See?
Tugboat Todd was actually worried that I wouldn't remember to call him Tugboat. But I just want to point out that I'm the one that's pushing the Tugboat sound.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Did a good switch.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice little change-up, you know what I'm saying? All right, we're going to do a very unique style of DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Let's play our song ahead of time, and then we'll get into it. But listen to me, folks. Even if this is a little lighthearted in its intro, what I'm going to talk about is not. So stay tuned. Here we go.
He's got pineapple pie in the sky. Oh.
That was goofy. For those who do not know, and the question is very simple, is it goofy to say amen? Now, there is nothing. Let's just set a couple of rules, ground rules right here. Number one, I don't mind if you say amen or amen, okay? It's a bigger problem when people are talking and you go, oh, man. That's a bigger problem than an amen. Number two, nobody has to say anything. Nobody has to do it exactly like somebody else does it or else. The reason there were 12 disciples is because there was not one disciple. There were 12. There were 12 tribes of Israel. They had different functionalities, different people within the tribes doing different things. You have different fingerprints. You have different eye prints. You have different likes and different dislikes. The uniformity is an excellent element from which we build off on, or will we build up in, you know, from. What people, too many people try to do is they try to start with a conformity and push it downward, where we should be building on unity from an upward point of view. But some people have asked me, what about people that say amen after a preacher or a teacher says something? Some churches are very much geared towards this. Some churches are very much not geared towards this. I'll give you an example, but I won't mention the church. I was visiting a church several years ago, and it was a good-sized church, and the preacher was a pretty decent preacher, I must say. He was really good, and it's going on. And when he would make an exceptionally good point, I nodded my head. I'm not kidding. I nodded my head like, yeah, that's really good. That's a really good point. At the end of the service, when I get a chance to meet him, he said to me, I'm not kidding, there must have been 500 people at this church at this the particular service. He said to me, yeah, I noticed you nodding your head. And I thought, how did you just see me out of 500 people nodding my head? What if I was sneezing really fast in rapid succession? So that just kind of gives you an idea that some people kind of have a different kind of approach. It didn't offend me. I just thought it was amazing. But people have said, well, what about that whole amen thing? What's that about? Well, first of all, amen has a couple of different meanings. It doesn't just have the one direct meaning, although some people think it does. It means verily, truly, or so be it. Verily, truly, or so be it. When a person confirms the word of another person, acknowledges and recognizes, it's oftentimes comes through an amen. Now, we use that in secular language, but it started with us, not just at the church, but it actually started earlier than that. And as we're going to look at in just 2 seconds, it also started with Israel as a nation. In Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 15 through 26, there is a review by Moses of the law. And in this particular review, in verses 15 through 26, the review of the law is on the curses, because Moses wanted the people to affirm that they were hearing him in regards to that. So he gives this long list, and I'm not going to read the whole list to you, but I am going to tell you this, and I want you to catch this. 12 times in 11 verses. I just want to make sure I got that right. 12 times in 11 verses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12 verses. My bad. Okay, so 12 times in 12 verses. I should have realized that in the first place. The people would hear what Moses said, and all the people would say together, amen. So the teacher, Moses, covering the law, would give them something that would help them understand, and they would have to acknowledge it so as to be accountable for it. So cursed is anyone who dishonors their father or mother. All the people say amen. So 12 times in 12 verses, there's this amen process. Does that mean everybody has to say amen? No. Don't be legalistic. But don't be offended if people do say amen. You know, in the time of Israel, people worshiped with their faces on the ground, not just bowing the knee, but bowing the whole body. People would heap ashes upon themselves and dirt upon themselves and would walk around in sackcloth. And they did a lot more demonstrative elements of their commitment and the faith than you would typically see now. But you can't be, you know, disconnected with somebody because they go to church and the preacher makes a good point and they say amen. Big deal. And if you're a person that says amen and you think, oh, those people should be saying amen, you're just as legalistic going the other way. It's like, good, whatever works for you. If you like saying amen, go to a church where they say it. If you don't like saying it, don't say it. Is it goofy to say? I don't think it's goofy. It's pretty scriptural. I mean, if you're saying it, if the nation of Israel is responding to Moses and doing it 12 times in 12 verses, that's not an isolated incident. I think we can get that. I think we're together in that. Okay? Is it goofy? No. Do you have to do it? No. Can you do it? Sure. Do you need to do it to draw attention to yourself? No, because as soon as you say the words amen, you've acknowledged before God that you have received what he has said, and you are thereby accountable to respond. So don't just willy-nilly those. Make sure you know what you're saying when you say, I confirm it, so be it, truly. Okay? All right. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
This is David Davenport of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. To the list of 23 celebrities who've said they are leaving the country if Donald Trump became president, we can now add one of the 50 states. An effort is underway for California to secede from Donald Trump's United States. CalExit seeks a ballot initiative or a constitutional amendment for California to leave the Union. Perhaps they should study their American history, because the last time this was tried by the Confederate states in the 1860s, it ended rather badly. There is simply no constitutional basis for nullification or exit from the Union. San Francisco's mayor said they are doubling down on being a sanctuary city, openly welcoming and harboring people who violate the federal immigration laws. Californians live in a bit of a dream world, but even California must learn that elections have consequences. I'm David Davenport.
Protect your wealth with gold and silver from Roslyn Capital. Call 800-299-8200. 800-299-8200.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. In 2017, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel next fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with KPRZ and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I do want to remind you, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com is our email. Don't forget about our Facebook, The David Spoon Experience. You're welcome to go there. And don't forget about hisappointment.com. You're going to hear me talk about that more and more and more and more. But primarily because I believe it's gotten to the place now where I'm understanding that it can help. Hisappointment.com if you're hurting. Hopefully that'll be helpful for you. A couple things also to remind you about. The weather is pretty nice in San Diego. Be appreciative. Traffic's always a little difficult. But as the holidays come up, you might see some thinning. So be aware of that. And you might see some people rushing a little too fast. Don't be one of those people. It's really not necessary to try and drive these freeways at 90 miles an hour. And it's not necessary to drive to your house 90 miles an hour. And if you go up to the store and you come back from the store and it's 9:30 at night, it's not necessary to go 90 miles an hour. Take a deep breath, okay? Life is not worth getting disrupted because you couldn't wait an extra 60 seconds. Come on. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, of whom I'm asking everybody on a pretty regular basis till I talk to Steve personally that they would be in prayer for Steve Wheeler and his wife, Coral, as they have been in the red zone bringing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the farthest places of the earth and to places that have never heard the gospel and to places that do not want the gospel preached. That's one of the things that Whitefields Ministries does. They do a lot of networking, of course, between different ministries and churches. They do a great work in bringing clean drinking water filters to villages that have been using cesspools as water systems. And they educate and support financially rural pastors, enabling them to commit their entire lives. I'm not talking about doing a week or a month, even 6 months or a year, but their lives to advancing the gospel in villages by becoming a part of the village and becoming the first Christians in that village. And then planting churches based on that. It's a fantastic model. Jesus talks about the fields being white and John chapter 4, I encourage you to go to whitefields.org, whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. But again, for favor's sake, maybe you can just keep Steve and Coral in prayer for safety purposes. Okay, got a new segment, and I tried to warn you at the very beginning of the show, and when we do a new segment, it doesn't always come out perfect, and this one shall not either. In case you're wondering. And in lieu of that, I would like you to be aware we're going to do the best we can on this. And if this is offensive to somebody, the knob that is typically on the right or left of your radio, you'll want to change it because we're still going to do it. Here is a new segment called The Poor of Thought. The Poor in Thought. There you go. That's right. That's the beginning of it. Here is what this is, taking an article and then kind of just dealing with it from a direct scriptural point of view. Here's the first article. We're going to do two of them. The first one, Black Lives Matter leader calls for freeing blacks who murder or rape white people. That this person believes that it would be appropriate, it's a lawyer, by the way, believes it would be appropriate to free all the black people who have murdered and raped white people. So I want to make sure everybody understands what's going on. And I will say this for the record, any minister who supports these terrorists is no Bible-believing minister. Now, not everybody at Black Lives Matter is this demonic. This is pretty darn demonic right here. This person wants to support murder and rape. So dealing with that directly through scripture, let's look at John chapter 8, verses 42 through 47. Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me because I came from God and I'm here. But I didn't come on my own. He sent me. Why don't you understand what I say? Because you cannot listen to my word. You're of your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has not stood in truth because there is no truth in him." Jesus defines the devil as the murderer from the beginning. Do you remember what the first murder is recorded in scripture? Cain and Abel. Remember that story? Well, the devil was a part of that transaction, although you and I don't get to read those details. Well, here's a leader trying to, in political terms, just follow what I'm saying, trying to say murder is fine if it's racially motivated. And anybody who would say that is not just a terrorist, but is demonic, directly connecting to John chapter 8, verse 44, because Jesus defines pro-murder positions as demonic. And it's like that is just as wrong as it gets. And that person, that attorney, which, by the way, that person should be disbarred immediately. That person is poor in thought. All right, let's look at another poor in thought. This time it's going to go the other side of the target, so to speak. Christian artists are now facing prison time for refusing to work on gay weddings. There's a gay wedding that wants these artists to create art for them. And the artists are Christian. They are known as Christians. The people that wanted the artwork done knew they were Christians and knew they would take a stand in the opposite direction. So now these people have the possibility that the government's going to try to force artists to create art in violation of their convictions or face jail time. So if an artist is ever told at any point by anyone in government, you can't do this, you got to do this, 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 there is the largest cry from the media and from the art society on how unacceptable this is unless it involves Christians. And I know that we're thinking everything's optimistic, and it is a little more optimistic, 17% higher level of optimism in the United States today than before the election in business. That's the latest stat that came out today. But I want you to catch what's going on. Christian artists, the government is trying to say to them, if you don't create art because of these people, we're going to jail you. Let me just simply read this to you, and you can think about this. Whether you're an artist or not, I want you to think about this. This is Revelation chapter 13, verse 14. He deceives those who live on the earth because of the signs that he is permitted to perform on the behalf of the beast, telling those who live on the earth to make an image of the beast who has a sword wound and yet lived. He was permitted to give a spirit to the image of the beast, so the image of the beast could both speak and cause whoever would not worship the image of beast, the beast to be killed. Here it is right here. And he requires everyone, small and great, rich and poor, slave and free, to be given a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark. This is making reference to Revelation chapter 13. Nobody can buy or sell without the mark. There's no approval of buying. There's no approval of selling unless you are in concert with the beast and what his dictates are. Now, I'm an eschatological person, and I believe that there is a particular manifestation that's coming down the road that's close to this, that's a little more literal than some people would, might give credit. But I am also highly aware that this is applicable to us right now, watching the government act like the beast when the government says, you will purchase this, you will not purchase this, you will create this, you will not create this, you will sell this, you will not sell this. How is that any different that somebody's losing the capacity to buy or sell in a free trade market as when the government comes in and says, if you don't do this, if you don't perform this business act, we're going to come in, shut you down, and throw you in jail? And they're only facing that position because they're Bible-believing, born-again Christians. I'm just waiting for the case when the Christians go in to somebody from the LGBT community as an artist and say, please make this, marriage should be between a man and a woman only, and the LGBT people go, no, I'm just waiting to see if the lawsuit's coming and if the government's going to jump behind that. Oh, what? No? Yeah, of course not. This puts the government, when the government does this, poor in thought. Two cases, both though ultimately satanically motivated, both cases against the kingdom of God. Just think about the principle and the simplicity. You can't buy or sell unless it's by the approval of the beast and the promotion of murder. It's like insane. The love of many will grow cold. I want it to get better and better and better, but you still have to be prepared, folks, every day for that which the enemy might throw in our direction. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
When I was younger, so much younger than today.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Here are some great thoughts about raising children. One says, to be in your children's memories tomorrow, you have to be in their lives today. Here's another. In the mind of a child, love is spelled T-I-M-E. And here's the last one. The person who said that quality time with the child is more important than quantity time was wrong. Quantity time is just as important as quality time. Those are all good thoughts, and they remind me of the kind of father God is. He's always there and always available. We should use him as our example for parenting our own children. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God the Father on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Aitin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was,
I will never believe your God and change my religion.
But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about the importance of double-checking the news you may get from the mainstream media.
Americans have grown accustomed to being spoon-fed their news, and they just take the stuff at face value. You really have to, it's like Paul said to the Bereans. He said, you know what, I preach this stuff, but you guys check it out. You search the scriptures. But we should be inquisitive. We should check. So I suggest the first place that we start as Christian is that we get reliable, factual news sources that are coming from either from a, and it's hard to be neutral with your worldview, you're going to have a worldview, but to find a Christian, a biblical worldview news source. And I think it's important because we can't take it at face value what we're seeing from most, if not all, the mainstream media.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Are you allowed to whistle on the radio? Do people do that?
You just did.
Well, I know, but is it like a common? It's not a, I mean, I know hardly anybody does my finger puppets.
Well, then all the people with dogs listening, they're like, they just perk their ears up.
Is that what happened?
Have you ever Levi's ears probably perked up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Did you ever see one of those dog whistle apps? I've put one of those on my phone. You get it, have this dog whistle, and you're supposed to hit it, and the dog is supposed to hear it. You're not supposed to be like a dog whistle sound. Can I tell you right now, unless somebody knows one I don't, which they may, it doesn't work for Levi. Now, it doesn't work for Levi for one of three reasons. One, between his left and right ear, there is a lot of rocks, so nothing might get through on the sound. Two, he actually knows what's going on but won't look at me when it happens because he's much sneakier than he seems. Or three, it's just not an app that works very good. So it's one of those three. He's either like a sinister dog or he's really like a really super ignorant dog or the app doesn't work.
I have noticed that most dogs really do pay attention when you say the word treat.
The most amazing thing to me,
somebody's going to call in,
and now we're going on this road, and I can't change it. You can't do anything about it. We had these three dogs. I know I made a big deal about it, so yeah, you should see the peace and quiet I'm getting now. And these dogs, my dog and the two dogs, okay, Dakota and Dookie, and my dog Levi, unruly, you know, snarling at one another. Dookie would grab a toy that has like ends on it, would go up to Dakota or Levi, and he's a big, big bulldog, maybe 60 plus pounds. And he would shake his head as hard as he could so the two ends of the toys would be smacking the dogs in the face. You think of, he does this on purpose. I mean, it's like you're looking at it going, that's not nice. Well, you know, these dogs, they don't listen. They'll get on the couch. They won't get off. You know, it's time to go to bed. They don't, you know, they run and hide. Their dogs run and hide. Bed? Now, Levi, on the other hand, is like, bed, you know. That dog's all excited. So you can't get him to do anything until I go to the refrigerator and pull out a piece of sliced ham. Now, I mean, like super, super thin sliced ham. And if I go to get that as a snack, the low sodium, low fat, trying to keep it, do a little bit of better job, and then I have a weird combination that I eat with it. Should I tell you what the weird combination is? You probably never heard this in your life.
Yeah, what is it?
It is a sugar-free, supposed to be sugar-free, honey. It's a sugar-free sweet pickle. And I take the ham and I wrap it up over the sweet pickle and I eat that as a treat.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Well, apparently, if you have a piece of ham, these dogs have now learned every trick there was ever meant to be learned by a dog. And my dog, who barely understands sit 99.9% percent of the times will go as far as to lay down, put his head down, tilt to the side, but only if there's food directly related. Which then leads me to believe there's a big doggy con going on in the world. It's a, like a con. It's like a, it's like all the, you know, those movies where the dogs talk to each other and the cats talk to each other. I think that's true, because I think somehow they all know when food's involved, you have to do that extra stuff, right?
Like, but don't do anything until you hear that packaging opening.
Right.
Especially unless, if he's got a Ziploc on it.
You know? Right. Or until the fridge just opens. Because if I can open the fridge. Yeah. In fact, you know, some dogs, and like Dakota's one of these dogs, you can grab a piece of ice and they think a piece of ice is a treat, which is fine. I mean, that's not a problem to give a dog a piece of ice and, oh, the dog could choke on it. That dog's throat is bigger than my thigh. Are you kidding me? Choke on it? I can't believe it doesn't come out the dog's foot. But anyway, so the idea is that I think they have this secret society and they've trained each other from right after they're a puppy. When the first dog meets the first dog, whatever that encounters, from a puppy to whenever they meet another dog, there's a communication code that takes place. And they say something along the lines of, fridge opens, you got to do trick A through E. And sometimes if it's a big treat, you got to go to F. And you're thinking, how is that possible? I mean, it doesn't make sense. My dog won't do it for a dog bone. He won't do it for anything else. Won't do it for petting. But if it's for a piece of ham, I'm thinking my dog's going to get up and do a dance. You know, it's like, what do you need? I can do the horror. I can do everything. You know, it's like, it's weird. Have you ever noticed that dogs do a little bit better when there's food involved?
Of course, but I think humans are the same way sometimes. Uh-oh. We kind of check out until, like, there's something, we hear something we want or need, and then, oh, full attention's back.
So you think that this is a kind of a response, like a conditioned behavior? See, because I think the dogs have a secret DNA code that nobody knows about. But do you think people do the same thing where they're just like half there, unless it's what they really want?
Yes.
See, you could say to me, roast beef sandwich, I'm listening. I think that's cool. But if you say to me, pastrami, if you say, hey, Dave, got a New Yorker. I got a New Yorker right here from the Stage Deli. I'd be like, sweeping your garage right now. Let's go.
I was like, earlier today, I was deep in work doing some editing stuff. Then I heard someone say tamales. And I just, that was the trigger word for me. My ears perked up.
Is that one of your faves?
Oh, yeah. I do like tamales.
What's your favorite
like
food? What's your favorite? What's your favorite? Like, this is my favorite thing to have. It's your birthday. It's your birthday today. Happy birthday. And I'm going to take you out. That's never going to happen. And I'm going to pay for your meal. That's never going to happen. And what is it you want to go get?
I like these things called dosas. It's kind of like a Eastern Indian burrito.
It's called what?
A dosa.
A dosa? A dosa of a something?
A dosa. Oh, and it's just, no, you know, it's just basically an Indian burrito.
An Indian burrito. So somewhere in you is this burrito connectivity. Because you had tamales, now you got burritos. There's got to be something there.
I'm spoiled, you know, living in San Diego. I've had Mexican food my whole life. So Mexican food no longer like that special for me. It's like a staple of my diet, but it's not that special of a thing. Eastern Indian food, now that's something kind of special.
I see.
Dosas are really good. I'll have to bring one in.
You're going to have to bring one in. I'll let you know, everybody, if you don't know this, Tugboat Todd brought in pretzels one day, and I've been struggling on the pretzels ever since. Thank you so much. Why did we do that segment? Because I felt like talking about food and dogs. That's why you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. You've got to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Let the good times roll.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.